For Monday, September 21st, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome back to another week of daily devotions, the time that we spend together to be encouraged, to be strengthened, to be challenged by the teachings of the written word of God. Today we find ourselves looking to Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 5. I'm going to read this entire section of Isaiah beginning at verse 1. Open your Bible with me if you would to Isaiah chapter 49. Follow along as I read. This is what the word of God teaches. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves before because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, Missionary Predestination, and this is what he wrote. "The first thing that happens after we have realized our election to God in Christ Jesus is the destruction of our prejudices and our parochial notions and our patriotisms. We are turned into servants of God's own purpose. The whole human race was created to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Sin has switched the human race onto other tack, but it has not altered God's purpose in the tiniest degree. And when we are born again, we are brought into the realization of God's great purpose for the human race. I am created for God. He made me." This realization of the election of God is the most joyful realization on earth. And we have to learn to rely on the tremendous creative purpose of God. The first thing God will do with us is force through the channels of a single heart the interests of the whole world. The love of God, the very nature of God, is introduced into us, and the nature of Almighty God is focused in John chapter 3, verse 16, where we learn that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever might believeth in him should never perish, but experience, that is, have, eternal life. We have to maintain our soul open to the fact of God's creative purpose and not muddle it with our own intentions. If we do, God will have to crush our intentions on one side, however much it may hurt. The purpose for which the missionary is created is that he may be God's servant, one in whom God is glorified. When once we realize that through the salvation of Jesus Christ, we are made perfectly fit for God, we shall understand why Jesus Christ is so ruthless in his demands. He demands absolute rectitude from his servants because he has put into them the very nature of God. Beware lest you forget God's purpose for your life. I'm thankful that you joined today's devotion. As always, I hope that you have been challenged, encouraged, edified. Will you join tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 13 and verse 13? In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.